small group of protesters from Kenai and Soldotna trudges through slushy snow on the Sterling Highway Saturday, touting signs that say, "We shall overcome and stop Jim Crow 2.0. It's the weekend before the U.S. Senate will begin debate on a package of voting rights legislation. One protester, Jackie Smith of Soldotna, says they support the legislation for what it could do: block restrictive voting laws.
Making voting more equitable, more reachable, not knocking down the roadblocks that they've been throwing up. Just trying to be heard in a state where sometimes it's hard to feel like we're heard.
Smith, a member of KDLL's Community Advisory Board, sent texts and emails to Alaska's delegation in D.C. She says she's mostly heard canned responses back.
I don't know. It's a little discouraging, but we've got to keep trying.
The legislation before the Senate is a combination of two voting rights bills, which would give the federal government more power to check voting laws passed by states. Democrats brought those bills forward to combat what they say were attempts from Republican-led states to limit voting through measures like voter identification laws. The House passed the legislation already, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate, and it's likely to die by the filibuster before a final vote. The Senate rule makes it so the bill would need 60 votes to pass. The debate kept Senator Dan Sullivan from visiting Soldotna to speak to a joint chamber of commerce luncheon Tuesday. Over Zoom, he told Kenai Peninsula constituents that he worries about the federal government taking control.
What these voting rights bills do is they take away the state's prerogatives to run their own systems. And I think that's actually dangerous from the perspective of election security.
Senator Lisa Murkowski took a more middling approach. She's the only Republican to not flatly reject one of the bills, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. But she also said on the Senate floor, the filibuster is important.
For voting rights, Senate doesn't need to change its rules here. The majority needs to change its approach.
She said she would like to see lawmakers work across the aisle. Only then would she feel comfortable passing a new law.
I want to reach a compromise on it. I think that that would be important. But I've acknowledged that there need to be some changes that would need to be made to that, and I have worked to suggest it.
Back in Soldotna, Michelle Vasquez says she knows the bill isn't likely to pass.
And I'm from the Deep South, so I am quite familiar with Jim Crow and the Civil Rights era. So this is extremely disappointing and depressing and troubling for me personally, but for the country as a whole, because there were so many people counting on these laws to get passed.
But she still thinks it's important to show up in support. And she says she and other supporters won't give up until all voters are protected under the law.